field, that's the interference pattern up here. So the magnetic field is applied, is an interference pattern shifted right there. This is so easy to understand for the what is the AB effect is. Then what should I do that? Is the Hamiltonian, is that this is the gauging, the vector potential term. This is written by sort of here. And also with the gauge invariant condition, this is written by that sort of kind of here. This is the global phase. But this phase, this is a two paths, can be interfered with each of other. What is the two paths in the phase differences? Easy to calculate there. This is a form is that this is a nicely sort of correspondence, phase difference exactly corresponding cube over h bar is a times to that sort of vector potential. This is also some sort of easy to calculate it. So finally, we can get it that it's a vector magnetic field in that sort of inside the magnetic field to each over each of paths. Then so finally we can get to the phase difference between two. Then what is the difference? It's the most important sort of comment for the criticism to the AB effect is historically. This is a Lorentzian force. Firstly, is that as I show you before, is the AB effect only slightly shifted that the coupling to the gauge vector potential is a phase difference up in interference pattern it changes, but is the Lorentzian force is also the phase is shifted to the interference pattern, like there. This is the force is that the Lorentzian force is a slightly moved to that left way is a slightly this field. Is a slightly light field, light moving the way. Then the two phase differences occur. Then this, finally we can get to such kind of result, slightly change it to that. It's a phase difference, interference pattern. Then historically it's sort of criticized that the two of differences equivalent or not. Then this is, finally it's that's the one of the great results from Japanese group. It's that for using the electron microscopy technique, that's the I have to explain this a little bit detail. This is one of that is the sample is here. Sample is made by the superconductor. This is a toroidal magnet is right there. It's actually speaking, it's scanning the tunneling the microscope sort of imaging right there. In that case, this is a magnetic field. Confining this kind of field, but in the electron beam is a wave to that from that north from top to the down. In is the several is the electric electron source did not come to that so that do not attach to the sample. Thereafter, the normal is an electron double slit experiment. Then this we have to see is the interference pattern, but. This kind of way is no current occur inside of the toroidal magnet. It's nothing to change of the interference pattern, but in certainty, in addition to that, this magnetic toroidal magnet is inside in the magnetic field inside is how to change it the interference pattern. This is so that finally is we have to see is that this program pattern is changing or not. Then it's this is the final result is that sort of in 1986, after sort of, I was 2 years old, it's the Akira Tonomura is the successful demonstration of this experiment. This is so that the toroidal coil is the image holograph pattern. So this interference pattern, this is nothing to, this is the difference beam, it's the interference pattern, but through that sort of this kind of is that in the tunnel is that through in that electron source goes through that this dig is increasing that sort of magnetic cracks. This is sort of interference pattern. It changed like there. Then AB effects. Finally, is the magnetic now is a shielding of the superconductor material. Then no leakage of that magnetic field. Then finally, we have to investigate this phase shift cannot be explained by the Lorentzian force. That means it's the evidence of the AB effect. Finally, we can get it there. There's a much more historical message from the Yakir lecture, is that you sort of you have to think is that the PUSA that the, this is the Perimeter Institute offer that the all sort of lecture is recorded, then this is broadcasting, then this is pre-stats that sort of this kind of number. Then this what is the kind of the my talk message is that how to do that to the implement the quantum tunneling cases. This is this experiment by sort of my collaborator group is that sort of mainly working on the Atsushi Noguchi. It's now it's that's the University of Tokyo. And also that's the Shinju Rabe is one of the group it's the head as a principal investigator of this group is that by using this ion trap. What is ion trap? Is that basically is that I have to explain. Is that ion trap means is a charge particle is a basic undergrad textbook, charge particle cannot be trapped by the static electric field or magnetic field. This is the obvious thing. Then this we have to the several sort of investigated static the electric field, static magnetic field can be sort of trapped to the single ion, or this is so-called the Penning trap, and also using the oscillating electric field we have to trap to the ion. This is like there. This is for so fluctuating at the center point we can trap to the single ion. This is so-called pole trap. Using this, we use such kind of pole trap technique. It's now is several thing of that, and also is we put the many ion. In that case, in that more than 10 ions cases, we have several is an electron-electron Coulomb interaction between each of other. Then this, we have to say it's a kinetic energy plus the Coulomb interaction term and plus oscillating electric field. We have to confirm it's some kind of the crystal structure we have to is a, we have to confirm. This is a so-called is a Coulomb crystal. Now is we have to use it's a 40 calcium ion. Is that several cases linear using the linear pole trap? We have to several to offer to provide it experimentally by this using this inside air. Now is that we have to use only 3 ion trapping in using the linear pole trap. Other cases, what's happened? In that our configuration is so many is that the collective motion. Is a collective 3 ion motion is offering. That's now is a typical 2 is a collective motion. One of these is a rotational motion. 3 ion is there. This is a rotation. This kind of mode. And also this 3 ion, like this is a zigzag mode. This is so that different frequency is that we calculate, theoretically calculate, is a frequency, a normal frequency of this. 2 modes, oh, sometimes it's freezing of the normal frequency equals 0. That means freezing of this, stopping this kind of rotation, this kind of rotation. Of course, another rotation is should be occur. Then, first of all, we can check it experimentally. This is a, we tune that is a magnetic frequency of oscillation field. And that's 1.1 megahertz, such kind of case. Oh, this is, looks like in that sort of circle-like sort of picture we can put in. And also, this is the 4-point cases, is above to the 1.7 megahertz. This is a zigzag motion freezing. Zigzag motion freezing, that means it's ion, 3 ions trapped to the straight line. And also, between two, this is a such kind of triangle structure we have to see. Then this now is that we use is that the triangle structure is that oh I'm so sorry I this depict not to depict the distance this distance is 6.7 micrometer that's this is the equal triangle cases now is that we have to experimentally demonstrate it then is how to do it how to use this kind of structure using to apply to be applied to the AB effect. First of all, is that the experimental procedure? The 3 ion trap, laser cooling, is that the motion is freezing. Thereafter, that is a quantum tunneling, is such kind of occur. Then so finally, it's not occur is a tunneling or tunneling occur. Then this is the rotation, this is the flip. It's a triangle, it's a flip to the up to down or down to up. Then it's the several procedures one by one. It's the firstly, it's a we measure it's the measurement to the spin as the down, it's the up triangle. Thereafter that, sort of changing the frequency is a slide is adiabatically. Adiabatically, much more sort of cooling down also the motion of the rotational motion. Then is and also the quantum wave function is spreading out. Then it's the and also the potential is slightly shallow. Then it's such kind of cases is that quantum tunneling is that sort of may occur. Then thereafter that, we have to check in the sort of freeze, how to freezing of this point. Is that without cooling, is that sort of left side one, is the blue side one, this is, I'm so sorry, a little bit technical, of this the two is the ion motion, is the rotational motion. This is so equal one, that means temperature is so high. But after the laser cooling of this sort of at this point, almost the mean phonon number 0.88, that is so cooling down into the, almost the, into the ground state. We have to provide it in this region. Thereafter that we waiting for a short while. Then it's a, we have to measure it again to that sort of up or down. Then it's a, this structure. This is a, firstly is a, we have to laser cooling down. Is a measurement, it's a we measure is the up triangle. Thereafter the sideband cooling, that means it's a laser cooling. This is a 5 milliseconds. Thereafter that's waiting for the, some time, tunneling occur or not. Thereafter that again to the measuring is the up or down. This transition probability is that we can easily calculate it, is experimentally. Then this result is showing that here. This result is that the oscillation looks like. Why is the oscillation? This is the up triangle. It's a one tunneling occur, just a click to that sort of down. Then after the second tunneling occur is that again to up. It is impossible to distinguish up or down, is a normally. Then it's a some oscillation, a quantum tunneling behavior showing that the oscillation up, it's a sine oscillation. This time. And also some heating factor. This is because one particular motion is a freezing, another motion is that not freezing. Then it's some another motion to be coupled to this rotational motion. Then some sort of heating factor is occurring. Then this kind of the exponential curve is that according to the 0.5. It's the towards the thermal equilibrium state. It's such kind of heating of rate we have to see. This calculation, this parameter estimation is fitting to that the real low experimental data. Such kind of case, our coherence time is 300 milliseconds, and also this and that's the tunneling rate is 0.6 hertz. That means around the 15 milliseconds, the average single tunneling for averaging occur. Then this using this around this fixing the 15 milliseconds, one single the quantum tunneling one click to that up to down occurring. Then how to do it is how to interpret it, this kind of result using this is the up to down, this is the two paths. This is the one path is the anti-clockwise motion, anti-clockwise motion, then I have to say, this is your cases here, maybe, or as the, it's the clockwise motion. Then this looks like it's the exactly same, this is the exactly same state. That means anti-clockwise motion, clockwise motion, this is the same thing. Oh, see, looks like the double slit experiment. And also now is we use a calcium ion. Ion means the charged particle. or coupled to the sort of magnetic field and the vector potential. Then, feeling that in the inserting sort of magnetic field, including that sort of this motion. Oh, AB effect might be seen in this location. Then it's how to sort of confirm this kind of thing. This is so-called, we have to use the phononics interference pattern we can see. That's because now is freezing the mode of this rotational motion. But the rotational collective motion can be taken as a phonon, then that means there's a phonon means that's the, I'm so sorry, that's the, this kind of thing. Rotational phonon motion can be interfered. Then, well, how to calculate it? Now, it's we have to see that the three ion, and also the identical particle. This is so important thing. The phase differences, say phase calculation, 3 times the 2 pi over sort of magnetic flux. And also, magnetic flux now is that we have no, we assume now is a tunneling sort of path is exactly same to that sort of circle of this motion. This is the one of the strong assumption under the experiment to analyze that sort of this experiment. These kind of cases, this is a we can take in considering the circle then, and also the this rotation angle is a 2 pi over 6. Then, and so clockwise and the clockwise motion is just getting the phase different. So finally, it's easy to calculate it. It's a transition probability after the AB, with AB effect, that's a cosine pi over magnetic flux. That means it's this kind of the equation we can get. Then it's as I mentioned before, 50 millisecond single is a tunneling occur, it's up to down. Then it's we fix that 50 millisecond is a tunneling time. Now it's a fix, and also the same sort of strategy measurement for up or down. Then is that sort of sideband cooling. Then after the waiting for the 50 millisecond. Again, to that sort of measurement. This is kind of the procedure again. And also, this kind of the probability is that sort of transition probability we can calculate. In this case, we fixed that the magnetic, increasing the magnetic field. This oscillation transition probability we can see. And also, yeah, that's the, this fitting curve, that's the not so well fit to that sort of raw experimental data, but such kind of fitting of this function. This fitting the function as the unknown to the magnetic field, such kind of case is the 0.9950. That means this AB effect might be seen that this kind of from this experiment. Then this, and also, this kind of this, this is an important fact for that this experiment. Up to down is kind of a feature. This is the phonon, is a rotational phonon mode, is a, and also spatially difference. So it can be interfered between each of other. This is the first time the experiment by using this experiment. But we have sort of, we faced the several problems, as I mentioned before. Firstly, is that we have to seriously consider about is the magnetic field effect. Now is the magnetic field is not localized like that's the Tonomura's experiment. Then is the ion can be affected that by the magnetic field directly. Then is Ibrahim talking about such kind of thing is that the Raman clock and the quantum tunneling time with using this is also the coupled to the magnetic field and also the Helmut-Rahal. It's also that is talking about the almost the 30 years ago. It's a this is also the tunneling sort of neutron spin is also the rotate through the sort of magnetic field through the tunneling magnetic field. But our cases is a two consideration for each of other. First cases Zeeman effect. Zeeman effect, and that's the, now is that we have to this, we ion has an internal degree of freedom. Then same using the same state, it, as a case, that's a no effect to each of other. Then this this is so-called spin. It's that's the technical terminology of using this ion trap community. I'm so sorry. That's the this is the same internal degree of freedom is for the electric structure of this the ion. This is nothing to occur. That's the not to consider the Zeeman effect, but Lorentzian force we have to seriously consider about it. Now it's velocity as a this is easy to compute E cross B E times B cross B. Then is a magnetic field we have already known is a velocity through the quantum tunneling. How to considering about it? So our assumption is the double KB approximation, but this is now is a three localized trapped ion. We have to know directly. We know, but we have to not to directly double KB approximation, but we assume this side. Or, and also the angular momentum is also, we have to see feeling about it. It's from this point, it's that the velocity we can compute. This is a two assumption, almost same order. So that order is for Lorentz force 10 to the minus 26 Newton. That means now is a, sorry. This is a three ion. That's this radius is 3.4 micrometer. Then it's a delta R through that sort of Lorentzian force effect. If that sort of velocity is right, this is a femtometer second order. Then it's this is a negligible, hopefully. But we have not yet known, is that the, we have not yet fully understood how to calculate the Lorentzian force and also the tunneling velocity in that the, this assumption is correct or not. This is a seriously considering about it, but we have not yet known such kind of answer. Maybe it's a way you have the, any idea, so the, please tell me. And also, this is the, using this is the ion trap experiment, how to sort of further perspective using this trap. It's a, first of all, no, sorry. It's that, this is shown by sort of Frank Wilczek. It's a proposed by sort of a proposed the space-time crystal. This is a little bit crazy idea. This is so link trap to that like this the quantum tunneling rotor. This is the same to that sort of configuration. Uncertainty is a sort of magnetic field. That's the time by time. This is a rotation occur. This is like this a quantum, like our experiment, but uniquely rotation. This is a unidirection. Is a firstly is that we have to setting up this configuration. Frank Wilczek proposed by the symmetry break, a spontaneous symmetry breaking in time. Unidirection motion. Is just considering about it. Then this unidirection motion, like there, this motion, maybe. Sorry, this is so difficult to experiment. Is that implemented? This location, this is exactly the same location by time. This is also that's the, taking as the crystal-like. Then this Frank Wilczek propose call is a space time crystal in this point. Then he said maybe it's kind of that sort of our experiment is also that is a well fit to experiment or demonstrate it, this kind of region. It's a discussion with David Wineland is that the ion trap experimenter that is in at NIST. But we have to that one of the problem. Is this is we use the identical particle, as I mentioned before, to calculate that to analyze the AB effects. But the ion particle cannot be distinguished which rotation. rotational direction. Then we need the level of the ion. This is the idea is a 4-2 of thing. One of the thrusts, we have to say, is the Zeeman effect of affection. That's the same internal degree of freedom, but the, we can provide the microwave, is that we have to insert in. Then the one of the only one ion can be flipped to the different internal degree of freedom. That's the case, local spin flipping is that this is so-called, this is the local terminology. That's that we have to, this, in this region, it's a different energy level between another two, then we can distinguish the, which rotational direction is only. Also, this is now is the 4T calcium ion we use. Taking the sort of isotope control technique, this is the 41, 40, 40 calcium ion. Such kind of case, it is also distinguished between two each of other. Then, maybe so that this kind of location, that the time space-time crystal can be implemented, hopefully, in the near future. Then the finally, so I have to conclude by on time. It's by the using the linear pore trap, we demonstrate the quantum tunneling rotor, and also using this, we show that the quantum interference pattern of that sort of mechanical rotation, mechanical motion over our quantum tunneling by the AB effect. Thank you so much for the attention. Justin?
No question.
No, no.
Yeah. Beautiful work.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, but the, yeah. Do you know that how to answer it? This kind of thing? yeah, now is Abraham is mentioning about the quantum tunneling time, but the tunneling velocity, how to measure it? So, for example, by weak measurement or such kind of thing, another technique, how to do that? This is one of the problem.
You talk it just the distance over the tunneling time, right?
Yeah, that's the case. This is the exactly the same correspondence, this kind of region. This is a Lorentzian force that same order. But Abraham is the claim is a 2000 PRA paper. This is only to show is a not to violate the causality, not to faster than the speed of light. That means to put in the speed of light, such kind of case, this is delta L is a centimeter order size. This is quite a bit different. Now it's a, then it's a centimeter order size. That's, oh my God, the completely destroy of that the rotation rotor. Then nothing to do. But we have to know yet to explain by this kind of experiment. But I don't know, honestly speaking.
All right, let's give you time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.